I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We'll see showers and thunderstorms developing today. Expect a high near 72 degrees. Last week, when SIU revealed its main campus in Carbondale would borrow money from its Edwardsville campus, the news seemed shocking across the state. But as Education Desk reporter Dusty Rhodes explains, it's because college presidents are usually much more reluctant to reveal exactly how desperate they are for cash.
With the state slashing higher education funding by almost 60% over the past 2 years, most college presidents have been in a pickle, afraid of being honest about their dire circumstances for fear of scaring off potential students. Finally, just last week, someone said it out loud, Republican Tom Cross, who was minority leader of the Illinois House for more than a decade and is now acting director of the State Board of Higher Education. Testifying before a Senate panel, he called it
somewhat of a finesse game, and I don't want to use the word game in this because it's not a game, but it's a finesse issue of it's bad, but you don't want to talk about how bad it is because you want to keep students here in Illinois.
It's a real fear. In 2015, Illinois lost 45% of college-bound high school grads to outside schools. There are no numbers yet for 2016 because the company that provides that data is waiting to be paid. I'm Dusty Rhodes.
SIU's Board of Trustees will meet later this week to consider its options when it comes to funding for the next several months. Some Illinois parents say they're backing legislation that would keep students' SAT scores off of their high school transcripts. Illinois law requires the transcripts include a student score on the state-sponsored exam, which all high school juniors have to take. But the Chicago Tribune reports some parents say they should have more control over what information a college receives when a student applies for admission. They say if a student is sick or has a bad day, the score may sink their chances of getting into the school of their choice. Legislation that passed an Illinois Senate committee would allow parents to remove the score from a transcript. Students who take the test or retake it could then send an updated score to the colleges. The bill that passed the Illinois House would eliminate that requirement that scores be included. Starting this week in Carbondale, a once-a-month series of films at Long Branch will host free movies that talk about how daily human activities impact the planet. The coordinator of the Sustainable Living film series, Lynn Waters, says this week's film, titled How to Let Go of the World and Love All the Things Climate Can't Change, illustrates the concept of how people can carry on despite some scary headlines.
The human spirit is what keeps us going, despite all the horrors of the world, which the film, you know, kind of shows us what's happening.
Waters says the film is based on a startling real-life event experienced by the filmmaker, the death of a tree in his own backyard. The Sustainable Living film series runs through September. We have showers and thunderstorms in the forecast today, especially by later this afternoon into tonight. Expect a high around 72. I'm Jennifer Fuller.